We gotta pause on that one for a second. My partner, because when I met him, I was like, baby, making time. I'm 33. We gotta get on this shit. You know, like I got two years. Oh my God. Right. So I meet him and I'm telling him this thing and he's like, well, I'm on board to make babies, but like, we should really just like take our time and make sure we're a good couple. You've already got a kid from before. Like, you know, we don't want to do that again. I'm like, oh, that's a good idea. You know, I had thought that too, but this idea of like geriatric pregnancy popped into my mind and, you know,
it's terrible.
it's terrible words. It's not accurate. I did a poll on there's a free birthing support group that I participate in, because I just think that is like absolutely a beautiful gem of wisdom that women should look into. And I asked, what's the oldest woman you've ever heard of giving birth, right? And so many women popped back with like 40, 42, 45, 49. There was a 53 in there. Twins at 50, you know, twins in 50s, all this stuff. And you're just like, oh, great. It's like, it's not actually that. You can have a challenging pregnancy or not be able to conceive at 20 based on what's going on with your womb and your hormones and your heat, like you mentioned. It has very little to do with your age. Has something to do with your age, but not as much to do with your age as it does to do with the health and vitality of your body and your reproductive organs and your system. And my partner mentioned that the 35-year-old stat came from French Revolution women. Somebody did a study on French Revolution women. French Revolution, people were getting their head chopped off left, right, and center. There was a war going on. Stress levels were through the roof. It's like, absolutely, all of those stressors are going to impact women's fertility on a regular thing for a good reason. You know, when the peace times come, the fertility comes back up, we make all sorts of babies. But when it's in chaos, our bodies are designed to turn inwards, make sure we can protect what we've got and not make new life, is literally designed that way. So
it's like fight or flight, baby. That's what we're going into survival mode, you know, which I think a lot of people don't realize or recognize that they are in a state of fight or flight constantly.
All the time. I mean,
all the time. I mean, the biggest root cause of most people's issues is stress. And most people don't want to hear that. It's like, what can you put out of your life, right? What do you actually hate doing? Get rid of it.
There's so much more for you over in the Joygasmic Life membership. Become a bulletproof mom with us. Learn the tips and tricks and skills you need to recover from your postpartum mental health journey and learn the tools of Joygasmic Alchemy so you can have the kind of birth you've been dreaming of.